things have changed, and I think as the society which surrounds us learns to respond more and more to whatever changes the situation brings, the world will not be the same. Hari Siva, I think it's very nice if we have some fresh wind, no? Then the monsoon celebrated monsoon. when it starts to get wild, you are a fast boy, fast man. No, it's good. So changes will be there. Now the question is, how do you respond? Will you just be swept away by what society does and think, or will you say, oh, this is an opportunity for me where I can do this, and create your own meaning and your own sense? I know some of us have, for instance, shifted their preaching into the internet. That's a response. Others have said, now I don't travel so much, let me chant more. That's a good response. I believe every one of us should think, how will I respond to this? And for this, there is really no better time to think about it, to wait for inspirations and encouragements, empowerment, than Krishna Jamashtami. In other words, Krishna Jamashtami offers us an opportunity to connect with the source of all strengths, the source of all intelligence, the source of all energy, the source of all opportunities, Krishna. And when we are connected with him, what can go wrong? Nothing. Having said this, please join me. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Ahiman. Rama, Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Ahiman. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Ahiman. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Ti Radhe. Jaya Prabhupadat, Prabhupadat, Prabhupadat Sila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Sila Prabhupada. Sila Prabhupada ki, Shri Krishna Jamashtami Mahotsava ki, Shri Krishna Avirbhav Mahotsava ki. Hare Krishna. Wow, ich sehe leider nicht mehr auf die Distanz. Nitai Gunamani, ist es eine Illusion oder? Weil ich ihn nicht mehr so gut sehe, sorry. Schön dich. Nandarani, ja, gut, gut, gut. Also, ja, herzlich willkommen. Ja, ich möchte, I think, should I speak in German or English or what? Deutsch, Deutsch ist viel. Sprichst du Deutsch, Manu? Ein bisschen. Ramanji, sprichst du Deutsch? Gut. Also Ramanji wäre die große Überraschung. Gaur Krishna spricht Dankeschön und guten Appetit und solche Sachen. Ich denke, ihr seid German Language, German Basha. Watcha. I will just talk very briefly. Stay for better German understanding. Es war in Mathura bekannt. Kamsa war kaltblütig, rücksichtslos und äußerst grausam. Aber am Tag der Hochzeit seiner geliebten Schwester Devaki sah alles zuerst ganz anders aus. Kamsa sagte: Komm, ich mach das. Ich bin der Bruder. Ich fahre dich von deinem alten Zuhause zu dem Zuhause deinem neuen Zuhause, ich fahre dich zu Vasudev, wo du mit ihm in Eintracht leben wirst, wie es unsere alten Schriften vorsehen. Und so begab sich der Dämon auf die Kutsche, die Devaki zu ihrem neuen Zuhause führte. Kamsa hatte Tränen der Rührung in den Augen. Ich fahre meine Schwester. Er war echt ganz toll bewegt im Herzen, um es modern auszudrücken. Die Devatas hatten jedoch einen anderen Plan. Sie wollten die wahre Natur von Kamsa ans Licht bringen. Das passiert sehr oft. Wir mögen uns ein bisschen verstellen für einige Zeit und dann ratsch wird der Vorhang aufgezogen und plötzlich sieht man unser wirkliches Gesicht. Die Devatas machen das, Gott macht das oder das Leben macht es, wie ihr es sehen wollt. So, indem die Devatas in diesem Fall fassten den Entschluss, den Vorhang zu ziehen. Und sie riefen mit einer Akashvani, eine Stimme, die aus dem Himmel kam. Kamsa, du Narr! Weißt du nicht, dass der achte Sohn deiner Schwester die Ursache für deinen Tod sein wird? Es heißt in dieser Welt, dass nichts so schnell trocknet wie eine Träne, die aus falscher Rührung vergossen ist. Wie weggeblasen war die Freundlichkeit Kamsas. Er stürzte sich auf seine Schwester mit erhobenem Schwert, um ihr den Graus zu machen. Die Stimme sagte weiter, nein, das sagte sie nicht. Devaki gebar in der Folge 6 Kindern, schenkte sie das Leben. Und kurz nach der Geburt, das Kind muss noch feucht gewesen sein von dem Leib der Mutter, stürzte sich Kamsa, der sofort informiert wurde, auf seine, was sind das, Neffen? Ja. Ja, auf seine Neffen, riss sie aus den Armen seiner weinenden Schwester und warf sie auf den Boden, wo ihre zarten Köpfe zerbarsten. So ein grausamer Dämon. So ein grausamer, mieser Typ, würde man sagen, in Neuruppin. Dann kam die siebte Geburt. Es war, wie wir heute sagen würden, eine Fehlgeburt, aber im Krishna-Lila war es eine richtige Geburt. Es war Balaram. Und dann kam es im Gefängnis, wo Devaki und Vasudev angekettet waren, zu der achten Geburt. Kamsa wurde sofort informiert und stürzte sich mit seinen Wächtern durch die Gänge des Hochsicherheitstrakts des Gefängnisses in die Zelle, wo Devaki bebend auf ihn wartete. Dieses achte Kind war ein sehr besonderes Kind. Die Devatas hatten zu diesem Kind gebetet und ich möchte euch ein Gebet vorlesen. Mm-hmm. Tvayambhu yakshakila sattvadhamni samadhina veshita chetasaike tvadpadapotena mahatkritena kuvanti govatsa padam bhavaptim. O lotusäugiger Herr, wenn jemand seine Meditation auf deine Lotusfüße richtet, von der alles Dasein kommt, von den Lotusfüßen, und wenn man deine Lotusfüße als das Boot annimmt, durch das man den gefährlichen Ozean der Unwissenheit überquert, dann folgt man den Fußstapfen großer Seelen. Durch diesen einfachen Vorgang, nicht, dass man über Krishnas Lotusfüße meditiert und ihn einfach ansieht als den Ursprung allen Daseins. Und dann, dass man den Beispielen der großen Seelen folgt. Durch diesen einfachen Vorgang kann man den Ozean der Unwissenheit ebenso leicht überqueren, wie wenn man über einen Fußabdruck eines Kalbes steigen würde. Wow! Jetzt sehe ich, sind mehr Devotees da und gehen schon raus. Mangala, bist du irgendwo in Sichtweite, in Hörweite? Nee. Wie bitte? Ein Livestream in deutscher Sprache, oder was? Oh, Livestream. Haha. Do you know what Livestream means? Many people see who don't speak German. So, das war jetzt einfach für die Deutschsprachigen ein Vorgeschmack des Gefühles, der Spannung. Jetzt kommen solche Szenen, wo Frauen in Ohnmacht fallen würden. Deswegen gehe ich lieber auf Englisch. Jetzt wird es wirklich mega hart. So, Kamsa, I'm understanding I have to talk in English, so I will continue in the sweet English language, and those who speak German, please, English is much more simpler than German language, really. The grammar in German is crazy. In English, it's simple. So, let us continue, please. So, Kamsa had previously not hesitated to kill the infants which were just born. He just had no qualms, no second thought, can I kill a newborn baby? No, he had just run in and he had done his demoniac work and he had enjoyed to see the blood of his nephews, small little nephews. This time, when the eighth child was born, when the eighth child was there, Kamsa was different. You have to understand his psychology. Krishna had appeared in the womb of Devaki, and Kamsa came every day because he knew it's the eighth child which will kill me. The other ones, there's no danger from them. But just to make sure, better safe than sorry, I take care of them. But now the eighth child was in the womb of his sister, and his sister was not the same any longer. She was full of light. She was enlightened. Krishna was personally under her heart. Devatas were coming and going, praying prayers like the one which you have heard. I will say it again. O lotus-eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nations, One follows in the footsteps of Mahajans. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of ignorance as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a cow. Kamsanu, this child, which is now in the womb of my sister, is different from any other child I have killed so far. And not only that, he is different from any other child who ever was, you know, conceived on planet Earth. Not even he is different from anyone who ever came in the universe. Gandhava, Vidyadhara, Kinara, all these mystical beings. Now, he is different because Devaki was shining with an unearthly effulgence. She was really full of light. So Kamsa could have threatened Devaki. He could have done anything to kill his sister and the boy. He had no problem with this, like any normal person would have. That was not his problem. But his problem was like this. He thought, if I kill my sister, I will be cursed by all the citizens of Mathura. And then my lifespan will be reduced. I might even go straight to hell. So it is more intelligent to wait until the eighth child has come out of the womb of my sister, and then he is all mine. He's small. He won't be as dangerous as when he is big. Little did he know that when that special child appeared, he appeared big. Not like this son of Manu and Sita, who was also quite big, like two pieces of bread, I think, or thick as two pieces of bread. No, not like this. He was Vishnu with four arms, weapons, golden ornaments, a golden crown, and a halo as effulgence that was very far out. So Vasudev prayed to the Lord, but then Devaki said, don't pray now, Kamsa is just now coming, don't pray, let's not waste any time, we have to save this person. Vasudev said, forearm form so big. And then Vishnu said, let him pray, I can take care of myself. So, and you also prayed, Devaki. So in this way, prayers happened. But then, at the end, Devaki said, my dear Lord, I'm so afraid. I can see you are in this glorious form, forearm form of Vishnu. But I have this monster demon, brother. Please, my dear Lord, become small, that we can try to hide you. Then Vishnu took the form of little baby Krishna. And Vasudev took the boy. All his shackles opened. The chains fell off, the big and thick iron door opened by itself, the many guards who had tigers, like normal guards have dogs, they had tigers, were asleep and the tigers were snoring, and Vasudev took the little boy in his two hands and went out of the prison, away from Mathura, and came to the river Jamuna. At that time, it started to rain, really rain. It was a downpour, monsoon-like downpour. And he stood before the Jamuna, who had increased in volume, and had no idea, how will I cross? At that time, Maya Devi herself came and said, let me do one good thing here. She took the form of a female fox and started to look around, and then found a little crossing, you can say. In German you would say Furt, and crossed through the Jamuna to the other side. And Vasudev walked. The Vaishnava Acharyas explain, when you hold Krishna in your hands, your shackles, your bondage will fall away. When you lose Krishna out of your mind and out of your heart, immediately at that moment, you are again a normal conditioned soul with all the things which you never thought you were able to do. That is how it works. When you carry Krishna, you are empowered, and the shackles, the bondage falls away. When you lose Krishna out of your heart and your consciousness, then you are exactly the same, only with the difference that you had a memory of the times, these miracle times when you were in Krishna consciousness, and things happened so auspiciously around you, so wonderfully, so much arrangement and milasti, mercy. Hold Krishna in your heart, my dear devotees. If you have lost him, put him back on Jamashtami in your heart. So he went to Braj, and there he found the house of his friend. He knew the friend was Nanda Maharaj. He expected also a child. When he came into this house, he saw Mother Yashoda absolutely tired. She had given birth first to a boy, and right after it, she gave birth to a child. These were complete effortless births. She just slept right after it. Oh yeah, good. It was not one of these traumatic births, which take so long and so much effort on the side of the poor lady. No, it was first Krishna, then Yashoda Mai. And Vasudev thought, how auspicious. There are two children. The prophecy says it will be a boy who kills Kamsa. So let me put my boy here to the second boy, next to the second boy, the boy which is from Yashoda, and let me take the girl. And when I come home in the prison, then I can convince Kamsa, it's a girl. You are a warrior. Don't be afraid of a girl. The devatas were in Maya. They said it will be a boy which will be born. But it is a girl. Ah, oh, Kamsa, let's celebrate. This was all a nightmare. This was Vasudev's idea. So he took the little Vishnu boy, we say, and we wanted to put it down next to the boy who was born to Yashoda, Krishna, and take the girl, which was also born to Yashoda, instead. He wanted to change. But what happened, and he didn't really notice because he was so excited, you know, he was shaking. What happened is that when he put down the Vishnu boy, his boy, next to Krishna, they became one. The boy disappeared into Krishna. Now he thought, "Mom, have you ever stolen something in your life? And do you know when you do?" No one will say yes. "Do you know when you do it, how nervous you are?" This is, so he could not really see anything. So he then took the girl and just didn't tell Yashoda even. He thought Yashoda will think, "I gave birth to a boy. She is sleeping." She did not know anything. So then he went back. He crossed the girl, the Yamuna River, and it felt totally different than when he had come the other way from Mathura to Braj. When he left Braj, he felt really different. Then, as he entered the high security tract of the prison, the doors were still open, but without seeing anyone doing it, bam, they closed, like when you're in the ghost house and you don't see who moves the doors because it's ghosts. So he came with the baby girl, boom, the door was closed. Boom, and then he had to go through many, many doors. And when he came into the prison, the shackles came back on his hands, on his feet. Because when you have Krishna in your hands and in your heart, all your bondage goes. But he took yoga maya back. When you have maya in your hands, all the bondage comes back again. That's what we need to understand here. So Krishna, in this way, appeared in two places. He appeared in Mathura as Lord Vishnu, and then he appeared in Braj as Krishna. Because this is new, I want to read from Prabhupada something to you. Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki, yes, and as the son of Yashoda, yes, along with the spiritual energy, Yogamaya, you know everything. As a son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudev was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudev worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki. Therefore, in the Gita, when Krishna speaks about his appearance, he says, "Those who understand the mystery of my appearance, it's not like you and me, it's a mystery, it's a little difficult to understand. Those who understand, when they give up the body, they do not need to take another body, but they can go back home, back to Godhead." So, yes. My dear devotees, I want to now do something with you. I would like to help you to set up an intention for your Jamashtami. I just have to ask Ananda Netai something.
Good.
Every Jamashtami, my dear devotees, we are invited to enter the mystery of Krishna. We are also invited to let Krishna appear in our own hearts. Vaishnava days, celebration days, are not just celebrating an ancient history, something which happened thousands of years ago. When Vaishnavas celebrate a divine festival day, they always have the need to make the Lord appear in their own hearts. This is in Gopunim the case, in Jamashtami the case. And one of the ways they do this is they engage in a public abhishek, a bathing ceremony of the Lord, where they all sit before the Lord and they all enjoy how the Lord is bathed with auspicious symptoms. They don't feel, oh Krishna, that was 5,000 years ago, now it's Will Smith for me, you know. No, they are not like this. They feel, I wish to connect with Krishna. I'm also his devotee. So when we hear Krishna's appearance pastimes, we become joyful in our heart. We feel, wow, the Lord was touching the earth, and the Lord is not born and then dies. The Lord is here. The Lord is waiting for me. The Lord is willing to engage with me. The devotees feel, I belong to the Lord, and the Lord is my close relationship. Once Indradumna Maharaj asked Prabhupada how to chant Hare Krishna, what should be his mood? And Prabhupada said to him, he should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and feel, my dear friend, oh my dear friend, oh my friend, oh my dear friend. No? Personal relationship, not impersonal. So I thought to do a little easy meditation. You don't need to have any experience in meditation before, where you can invite Krishna in your heart. Is this a good idea, Nita Gunamani? We must do. Good. Can someone please give me a pair of cartels which I need at the end of the meditation? Where? Yeah. What? Over. Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Buddha Bhavana, you have come to meditate. Nice to see you. Welcome. Before we start, I want to again say, I think we are all conscious that that it's very auspicious that we can meet. It is very, let me say, very rare to meet like this. Don't worry, it says Hare Krishna. No danger. Hare Krishna. It's a rare opportunity for us, and we should be fully present during the time of our Jamashtami celebration. So I request you to sit. I will just do Mandali. Wir werden jetzt meditieren. Trink ruhig. Bitte meditiere auch mit, nicht so wie du das immer machst. Und gut. I have learned in my spiritual life the power of Sankalpa, to access the power of Sankalpa. Sankalpa is an inner orientation which you fix before you do a spiritual event or any event. It's something like before you do an activity, you put an inner compass needle in the direction in which you want to go, and then you pray to Krishna for empowerment. For instance, when you do something as difficult as going around Govardhan Parikrama, that's 24 kilometers, which you do by obeisances, no? Then before you start, knowing that it will be anspruchsvoll, you will be asked to give a little extra than you usually give, you sit down or you stand and you say, my dear Lord, I would like to do this now. I request you to give me the strength. Alone, I don't have the strength. Or when you go to the initiation fire, when you take your first and second initiation, you are usually praying for the Lord and to the Vaishnavas to give you strength to do what you intend to do. And by this Sankalpa, a certain power is released which is not your own. You're not going on your own steam. Also du machst das nicht mit deinem eigenen Dampf, wie man... you are really saying, Krishna, I would like to do this. Kindly empower me. By this, devotees can be seen to cross their normal limitations and to do extraordinary things in their service. No? They can even become more tolerant with each other. If they have this Sankalpa, I will be a more tolerant or loving person. You can change your whole personality by the power of Sankalpa if you do it just very consciously, step by step. And I wanted to do something very mild today, nothing difficult, where you can focus a little bit on your Jamashtami experience. I always feel great, great sorrow in my heart when I see that I come to a place at a certain time, but I do not take full advantage. And afterwards I thought, oh, I could have done this. I could have been more present. Oh, if only I would have had my orientation fixed, then it would have worked. No? I will tell you a very difficult Sankalpa and a very easy Sankalpa. Very difficult Sankalpa, as we have seen, is when husband and wife are marrying and they say, we will never separate, only until death. That's a very difficult Sankalpa in Kali Yuga. we have seen, we have more divorce in our movement than outside. It seems to be difficult. I only know statistics, the statistics. But this is now an easy sankalpa. It's something where which is limited to only 2 days, and it is it works very nicely. So I request you to sit down a little. You can be on the chair, no problem. I request you to look a little bit around in the tent. It's actually a very beautiful tent, no? It's very nicely decorated, really. Do you see in the back of the stage, there is Radha Madan Mohan? It's a little difficult to see, I think. The nice plants, the nice devotees, all dressed and freshly showered. Wonderful. In their best moods. Certain things have been left at home. They are now here to celebrate Krishna's appearance day. And that's very, very special. I request you to arrive in the now. And center yourself. Take your attention now away from the people in the tent and the tent itself, and arrive in your own self or with your own self. Please relax now your physical body. If you sit on the floor, try to sit erect, but then soften your muscles. When you sit on the chair, just relax maybe your feet, legs, upper body, shoulder, face, and close your eyes if you have not done so already. Take a few deep in-breaths and out-breaths. Breathe in and out. Just be present to your ingoing breath and outgoing breath. Stay with your attention on your breath. It's giving you life. It's your connection to life. Just breathe in and out. Notice as you breathe in and out how your mind shifts. You might feel more calm, or if this is challenging for you, you might also feel some discomfort. It's all right. Bring your mind to the in and outgoing breath. We've arrived today, or maybe the day before, in Goloka Dham to celebrate Krishna's birthday, to also celebrate or become aware of our relationship to Krishna, our present, actual, honest, real relationship. We've heard that during appearance day, the Lord is very, very merciful. Let us listen to a prayer. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you so many times here in this material world, today I'm actually surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Although I'm sometimes quite lost, please engage me in your service. Now during this Jamashtami, think a little bit what you're going to do in your relationship with Krishna. Maybe you want to be praying before the altar to improve your relationship. Maybe you want to have a heart-to-heart talk with the devotee or devotees to move on. Maybe you want to request Krishna for something, or maybe you want to ask him for his support and help in a project you wish to do in the next year. During this kirtan, please think and pray how you can become closer to Krishna. Maybe through service, maybe through sadhana, maybe through improving something that needs now to be improved in your life. And you will see how this, whatever it is that you discover, you will see how that helps you during these 2 days to stay on course, to make best use of your time in Goloka Dham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Na Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, a little louder, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 One more time please everybody Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Please sing again Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey boom!
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Radhe. Naya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Naya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Krishna Mahotsava ki jai. Sorry. Shri Krishna Jamashtami Mahotsava ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Hare Hare Bo. Hare Krishna. So, what remains to be said is only have a wonderful Jamashtami festival. Thank you so much for coming all this way. From wherever you have traveled from, devotees from Radhadesh are there, from Berlin are there, from some devatas are maybe also there, from everywhere. So thank you very much for coming, and really, let us practice reverse thinking, in Deutsch umgekehrtes Denken. Reverse thinking means you ordinarily think in one way, and then you think in the other way around. And normally, we are pretty much in the center of our little world. Have to be, you know, or organize certain things in life and so on. But now let us move ourselves away from the center as much as we can. It depends obviously on our level of spiritual advancement, how much we can do that. But let us try as much as we can to put Krishna in the center, which would mean just to give him pleasure during the Jamashtami celebrations. It could mean simple things like being very kind to devotees, avoiding negative thought and negative speech during the festival. Simple things like this, to support each other. That's on the human level, on the immediate level. But it, in relationship to Krishna, it could just mean that when you chant, really make a point to put him in the heart, into the center of your attention. Maybe some of you are still thinking, what birthday present can I give Krishna? You can still think about it. It's still, I think, a whole day is there. 12 o'clock he comes tomorrow in the night. It could mean to be present, for instance, in the Abhishek during that time and sing and support the kirtan in many ways. Somehow you please see how you can be there for Krishna. We are unfortunately very often there, at least I am, for what I think I am. It's not true what I think I am, but we are so much there for this. We are attending. It's like we, you know, little children sometimes sit on a wooden horse, and for them this is an actual horse, and they give commands to the horse, left, right, faster. But it's only a wooden horse. It's not a real horse. So very often in our lives, we are in the wooden horse of our life. We think it's so real. It is only for a few years there. So try to be there on the real horse, in the reality as much as possible. Dobro. Good. We have some very nice guests today, Manu Ramanji and Padmakshi, and also good wife Adi Ganga have come, have given mercy to us. They will sing the kirtan now amongst themselves. They will know how to do everything right. This is a good way to prepare yourself. It won't go so long, but it will be there. And I think you will stay in the tent, right? Because it's a nice thing. Thank you, Hari Seva, for this beautiful sound. It's really nice, you know. It's really, ooh, so good sound. Sound magician, Hari Seva. Good, so this will go on. I have to excuse myself. I have something really urgent to do, but I will be back in the evening and throughout the whole festival. All the best and Hare Krishna.